start the meeting. Roll call?
Sure. Present, we have in person Kathy Sabo, Phil Sabo, Dave Edgington, Lori Zorak, Evan Payton, Lynn Christie, Hamid De Silva, and Keith Marvin. And virtually, oh, Lisa Holbert, sorry, Lisa, our treasurer. And virtually, we have Craig Montaneri.
Do we want to accept the minutes of May 8th, 2023?
Can we make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll second it.
I guess it's a public comment. I'm here. I joined the budget committee. So obviously when I join any committees, I try to find out what's going on. So I've been listening to your audio tapes or sheer footage of your meetings and reading minutes and went through all the charters and bylaws and all that just to kind of see what's going on since I don't talk to you anymore.
Perfect.
And that's just what we want, too.
Yeah,
people like you want that meeting.
Does Craig know that the only time you can talk is during public comment? If you've got something to say? No?
Keith, are you done?
I got nothing to say. All
right.
Yeah, both of us were here just to kind of listen and kind of
get used to
that. Great. Okay. Everybody's all set. I'll move on to the president's report. I just want to, you know, say that I think Cindy was an integral part of this board. She's a friend and was a terrific president. She represented the community with dignity and integrity, and she did it well. I personally will miss her on the board. Moving forward, I've been diligently working to get up to speed on all of the items that Cindy was working on. It's a lot. So I want to thank everybody that's been supportive. I really, really appreciate it. It's been a tremendous amount of stuff. But most of the items that I have that I want to report on will either be discussed during the regular agenda items or during the executive session. So, with that, I have to say we have a lot of items to discuss tonight, so let's have a good, productive meeting with kindness, respect, and decorum, please. Let's get on with this because we have a lot to go over tonight, so expeditiously, if we can get this done. I don't think it's going to be in an hour, though. So we can move on to financial reports.
Thank you for stepping up.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for thanking me, Nate.
You put the harness on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I was elected vice president. I thought I might fill in for a meeting or so. I don't think anybody expected.
Surprise.
Yeah, hi. Exactly. So here we are.
All right.
And
well, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. I want to slip one thing in with you. Can you come at 7:30 tomorrow night?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. I think Rachel coming before you. So.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay. So tax collector. All right. So mill rate's been published. It was in the paper. I did bring a copy of the paper in case people didn't see it. It ran this past Thursday in the East Adam News. In the past, we put it in the other one, River East, which, of course, serves every community but East Adam.
I have one page. It was sucked into the newspaper, whatever local newspaper they stick on the mailbox.
We can't offer in public, sorry.
So the mill rate, written down, is it's 0.3175. It is a large decrease. However, when you look at our grand list, because of reassessment this year, it's all evening out.
Right.
So what I also found out is that once a year, as every special district, like a lake district, is required to file a special report with the state of Connecticut, with a Solomon Martin Act, who does this Office of Policy Management. So we're done. We're all up to date with him.
Nice.
And I, as far as I know, Quality Data will have the bills for me to pick up next week. We're adding, in addition to mailing out, we are adding the ability for lake owners here to come to the annual meeting and pick up their bill in person. That's something that I heard from a number of people, that if they don't live here year-round, sometimes it takes them a long time for their bill to get here. So I got a whole process set out where they have to sign in and their signature, and you know, if they choose to pay their tax that day, I've got the stamps, and you know, everything will be docketed in. So we're not going to lose sight of it. But for the people that have called, and I've had a lot of calls, saying, does this mean you're not mailing the bills? You know, that kind of conversation. But, you know, generally the idea that we'll have this additional option to pick up in person seems to be pretty well received. So.
Now, are you going to do that? You're not doing that on the day of the meeting, are you?
Day of the meeting?
You are.
Mm-hmm. On the 25th, you
on the 25th.
Okay.
You have any kind of annual meeting or anything, but that's in August. That never not be
and you're going to be there an hour earlier, right?
I will. Yeah. I'm going to be there at 9. I will stay there through noon.
Okay.
So if people want to do that, you know, like I said, there'll be a sign-in. They're going to have to write down their address, print their name, sign their name so that, you know, we see who picked up each of the bills and I'll record, you know, the bill number so that we have traceability through this.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
The only other thing I'm still waiting on is the bill. QDS owes us a bill. And I called, I left two voicemails again today. This is, I've been emailing them, and I spoke with our representative. I said to Lisa, you know, this is, did you have to do this kind of chasing to get them to send you the bill so you can send them money? It must be really good to be the only game in town, and they are.
So for budgeting purposes, then, you have a call into them, and are you waiting for them to call you back to tell you what it is? What the bill will be?
I don't know what the bill's going to be. I haven't seen the bill. So I'm chasing them. And I will call them again tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we need the bill. We need to finish it off before July 1st. And I told them that.
Okay. So just, are you done with your part of your information? So I still would like to get with you before the June meeting. And I know that you sent me a packet, and I honestly God haven't opened it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to, like, dive into that and discuss it with you, and then you and I develop a process and discuss when you'll start depositing.
Not until after July 1st.
Thank you. And then, additionally, I will cover QDS when I'm going over my report, because there's other people that I'm chasing.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, I'm done.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Treasurer?
What you doing?
All right, so the MAPE reports are on the drive. I let you all know that. I am paying bills as they come in. Phil and I have been working together for everything he's doing. We're just trying to pay it right away. Any kind of check requests, we're trying to do that right away so that it definitely hits this fiscal year. I'm not chasing bills to try to spend money. I'm chasing bills because it is budgeted for in this fiscal year, and it's the money that's been allotted for that. We want to be accurate. You know, the membership voted on a budget. We want to be asking about spending that money where they said to spend it. So we're trying to make sure that we have all the bills in before June 30th. That being said, I solicited the financial report from the accountant, and I haven't gotten that yet, the first draft.
So I'm still chasing that. Normally, and I looked at history, by now we've paid for that. So that's another bill that I'll be chasing. And I have a method. I had a conversation with Lee because he's, you know, he is the authority on what has historically been acceptable. So I'm talking about how to handle those things. I'm waiting for Corinne to determine the weed treat date.
I just want to interrupt you on the review from that company. Our bylaws say it needs to be on...
I know. That's my next email to him.
Okay.
That I need to draft.
Because
August is a sensitive date.
Yep.
So, and we need to review it before we actually say that's good, give us a final. So I'm waiting for Corinne, and Corinne's having a very hard time. I'm sure Lori's going to cover that during Elquick. But we're going to hit the end of the month and figure out what that bill normally is. And it's normally around an $8,000 budgeted bill for this fiscal year. So we'll be trying to hit that before June 30th.
Question. You said you wasn't sure when the date was for the week previous, the 27th.
Yeah. Well, she's trying. The prospective date.
Oh, that was prospective date.
But she's having a hard time getting the permitting because she's going further north.
Okay.
So she's hitting it hard.
Okay, good.
She has been in conversation.
Did you get that permitting approved from Deep?
Deep is... She just said to me that Deep has got problems in their staffing in their office and they're way behind. So it's not just going further north, it's that Deep is not operating as efficiently as they have in the past. So given all that information, there's several places where I think that I am going to cut checks where I know they have to be spent in this fiscal year to satisfy this fiscal budget. And I will be holding them because they are reflective of this budget. We've never had that weed treatment thing, cutting it close, but I will do it. I will.
Yeah, and usually with the weed treatment, we always have
a
contract in place, so
yeah,
there was no one going to cost, but
right.
Now this is their waiting.
And I talked to Corinne about it, and she said they normally, when they weed treat, they send it that
right.
day.
Right. Right.
That's how Peggy did it last year.
Yeah.
She was like, it happened this day, she paid this day.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do what we have to do to make sure that the budget is reflected and held accurately. Right. Yeah. That's that. All right. We talked about Solitude. We talked about the financial is about 2.7. All right. So actually, in trying to keep all of the budgeted items, How did Evelyn? So Evelyn has provided documentation for proposed site visits from Nutmeg for the month of June. Going forward, I'll be asking for those site visit documentation so I can attach it to that proposed thing. Because we've already paid it. Because it is a budgeted item and we were...
So at the end of June, you want a specific date sheet that's actually up? Because that's the date she's planning on coming out. If she misses one, she'll make it up in July.
So
if you want an actual list, I won't be able to get that.
I will,
June.
As she comes out in June... If she comes out, if I can get a piece of paper from her, and I can talk to her at the meeting, and then she's going to be there.
Yeah.
So I can talk to her, and she and I can get an arrangement made where she can shoot me an invoice because she came out June 7th, and I can attach it to that.
So
not 7th, whatever, we'll pass
okay,
that.
Okay, to wait till the end of June for that? Because the meeting's June 26th.
Right. Well, I mean, if she has it, I mean, is it, I'm not sure of her means by which to be... convey those to me. But yes, by the end of June, I would like to know everything of what I paid for in June, what has been documented against it. I want attachments to it so that
you
I
want
can get an actual. And then if we float into July, I'll be taking those visits and putting them there too.
No.
Okay, no, that's what I wanted to hear.
No.
Okay, so covered that. That is actively proving QBX. Bouvier insurances are not due till next month. The Capital One credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, we don't have one.
Right.
I'm working on that. But that's more difficult than we would think because they keep wanting my financials for their children. That's not going to happen. So I have to figure that part of it out. It's gonna require a phone call because I'm gonna have to actually call and say, this is what I want to do. This is my tax ID number. This is the TULA. And I think we can get it done. But it's not going to happen immediately. In the short term, we've returned the credit card because it is Cindy's financial credential. We've returned that to her. I'm going to make sure that I'm communicative with her where we've actually paid it off. Right now, we have outstanding approximately, I think we have, and this is relative to your budget, because it's not on the BVA, because I can't post it till I pay it. And we have approximately $1,463 that's going to public safety, that's for the PA. And then we have approximately $278 from properties that, I don't remember the items, but probably supplies, whatever, easy to tell me it was for me. So that's going to be on the credit card. So that's not reflective on the most recent BVI JDU for relative to your budget committee, Lori. I say Lori because I want to make sure anybody listening knows who I'm talking to. Sometimes these audios, when I go back and listen to them, I can't tell who all is talking. So that is waste management. I'm still waiting for this month on that one. Workers' comp notice, is that something that we need to post someplace? We received our...
Do we have formal employees?
We don't have paid employees.
No, but I don't know what we pay for workers' comp insurance.
For who?
Who shouldn't be? Who are we paying workers' comp for?
Well, beach breakers. Probably, maybe? Yeah. That kind of thing. So, it's a very small policy. It's about a $560 policy that we pay.
We should look at that.
But we, I don't know if this is for posting. I know that where I work, it's posted someplace.
Right. Well, all employers post that, but our people get stipends, so I think it's a different set of rules.
It is, and I suspect that if we were to look at the exempt classes in Connecticut, beach rakers and folks like that, and people that are on stipends, they would be exempt.
So, file. So, Lynn, if you have a few minutes to sign at some point, just a few minutes.
Even for them,
part of the contract is
they provide their own workers' comp insurance.
Yeah,
right.
They do.
They're not covered by us.
No, I'm only bringing it up because this came in the mail. So I recognize it's something that's supposed to be where I work, but
right.
Like,
it's not posted anywhere now, so I would say file it with the insurance.
Okay, I can do that. Okay.
I mean, we may have had an employee at some point.
They wanted
one. Possible.
They tried to get one.
And what they may have done is purchased insurance on a, anticipation.
Right.
And perhaps we've just continued to carry it. That's
actually, they did have one for, I think, a month or something.
Jerry hired a beach raker.
He was property manager. He didn't work out the way
he left in 3 weeks.
Right.
He did tell me that.
I'll bet you the policy.
I know that a couple of years ago, Cindy gave the insurance as a deep dive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to extent. Mm-hmm. So if it still exists, I would. Well, we should look into it anyway. We should look into it. Do we still need it?
Yeah, but let's
look at it. We'll talk about it now. Okay, so going forward, like I said, the BVA is there. I have a more current BVA as of right now. I'm chasing where I need to chase to make this come close. And I cut stipend checks I can't remember if it was May 31st, it was right, like June, it was due June 1st, so if I did it on May 31st, I wanted it to be on the report.
Yes.
Not a big deal. So right now on the table we have $2,000 left in the stipend, category. It is the $500 secretary's thing. I will say that during the, I'm going to read from this because rather than go off on a tangent, I wrote my thoughts concerning what I'm going to talk to you about next. During the winter, this past winter, we created a 23-25 BVA report. Since then, I've been tweaking it and trying to get it geared to our,
We should
Yeah, we recreated it, but since Lori and I created it relative to the budget that she has coming forward, I've been like tweaking it and making sure that, you know, that I've been comparing the current budget to the budget coming up in July 1st. So going back and forth, what's been staring at me in the face is the treasurer's stipend. So hear me out. The attrition and the reappointment of the treasurer has been an interesting evolution. In June 16, 2021, the board, when I say the board or you, it may not be the you people in this room, but I mean the board. So if I say
the board,
I mean the board. I mean
right.
The board attorney. So on June 16, 21, the board hired a treasurer. On July 7th, the board went into special session with regards to stipends. The treasurer's stipend was voted at $9,500. On July 21st, 21, Dave Giroux's budget, that was his budget year, he was the chair of the budget committee, his budget was approved by the board, solidifying the $9,500 for the treasurer's position. August 15th, 2021, the membership voted that budget in. Now, fast forward 6 months later, February 21, 22, through special session, the board voted to adjust the duties of the treasurer, as well as the treasurer's stipend, down to $8,000. September 22, the board, and they hired a new treasurer. February 21, 22, they hired a new treasurer for that adjusted income and adjusted duties of $8,000. On September 22, they hired a new treasurer at the same stipend of $8,000. So clearly, but not so clearly, the board has adjusted the stipend about amount the membership had voted on. However, with merited reason, it's very merited reason that they did so. As recent as the last board meeting, during a discussion, a board member used the phrase, the budget is the budget, when validating a thought or opinion. And when discussing another budget item, another board member said the membership has already voted on that. Also during the last meeting, a mistake was brought forward relative to the stipends. Due to the position title changing, and an honest inadvertent mistake was made, and a stipend was offered to the communications manager at $1,000. There ensued a rapid loss of decorum in this room as I observed a rise in temperatures with primary focus on the mistake and the problem. Not much time or dialogue was spent on the solution. Kathy had offered the assistant secretary stipend, you know, she was ready with that as a compromise. It was the only suggestion that was discussed, but in my opinion, it compromises only the offer that was offered to the communications manager and accepted by the communications manager. I am not looking for that $1,500 to be in my stipend. I accept that the board made an interim decision to reduce the stipend during the hiring process, and as I said, it was for merited reason. It was an adjustment in duty. The board is empowered to reallocate the budgetary line items. We've done so in the past. Yeah, I've watched you all do that in the past, in past meetings. So why not reallocate two-thirds of that $1,500 surplus to cover the obligation to Rachel, simply because it's the right thing to do. And this is why I say because. The board, regardless of that one person made that offer, the board made her an offer and she accepted it. And here's an opportunity to right a couple of wrongs. Hypothetically, if this could be put to the membership vote, this very small item, if the membership got to say, yeah, I think it would be a landslide. I think it would be a landslide. The membership would say, yes, give her that $1,000. She's doing the job.
Can I stop you?
No, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish.
Yeah.
No, I would like to finish.
Okay.
If this could be put to a membership vote, I think it would be a landslide to give Rachel the $1,000 she was offered, especially when it doesn't cost the membership not one single cent more than they already voted on. And there would still be $500 left on the table in the stipend category that has been unused. No, $1,000. There would still be $1,000 left on the table that the membership voted on that hasn't been used. The board is comprised of member representatives, and I think if that is the focus, this is an easy conversation to revisit the issue. I talked to Rachel. Having talked to her, I can clearly discern she's doing the job with diligence, and she has a start plan and an approach to eliminating the ghost emails, which has been identified as surplus work for the position. She is someone who grew up here and could have an impactful future on this municipality. She could possibly someday be on this board sitting in this room because she's shown the initiative and she's shown the interest. I think we should make right by her. There was no board decision. There was no board vote on this during the last meeting. I implore the board to consider a motion to use the surplus and the membership-approved stipend funds to cover this stipend. Now I am finished. And that's the end of the treasurer's report. So bylaws, we're going to forego those for now, I presume. And next is the budget. So we've had two meetings thus far. It's been interesting because we do have a lot of new people. We have new line items. We have new new budget committee members. So we're getting up to speed and getting things underway. It's really not a whole lot to report yet. That's about it for the budget.
How many people are on the committee?
Five.
Five copies.
Okay. Five. And four is the quorum, so.
No, I just need to know how many copies to make.
Okay. Well, anyway. Do you want to email first?
I guess I could. It's just sometimes harder to read.
It's
slower. It's not my proposal. And then my...
Was that the original one that... Or is it a new one?
The new one.
Okay.
I just haven't done it.
Okay.
Haven't done it.
Okay. Well, whatever you want to do. It's easier for the budget committee if you email first so they have something to digest before we have the meeting.
Are there emails accessible on the webpage? Or do you have them?
No, sir. They should be right on the...
Okay.
But I think that if you... I think I did it globally. I'm not sure. It should be under the directory, not contacts. The directory is a global. So it should be budget 24, 25, but if it's not, I'll look at one. And I'll make it
I'll
global.
Look more.
Okay. Let me know if they're not all on there, and I'll move it from contact to the directory so everybody will have it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions on the budget or anything? Okay. So the dance committee, I met with Tim.
And eels.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So everybody knows about the eels and the minnows and the red-faced horse fly, right? So,
Shire.
So right now, Tim is optimistic that in the next couple of weeks, perhaps we may forego the eel ladder that we'll need to go from the south side of the dam up into the culvert and then into the lake. So that's how many feet up? Anyway, so he's got some things in the works, and he will keep us posted. Yeah, you just never know. So that's all I know about the dam. Events. Unless anybody got any other questions about the dam that I might be able to answer?
No. No, I'm not committed to it. I think there's nothing that way for deep.
Right?
Peripheral.
I don't know if you should ask deep if there's one that's going to shoot those lights down there.
I just can't figure how they're going to get up the waterfall at Devin Hopyard.
But you're not Tammany going to have a hard time.
Right.
You can really do that?
Yeah. Way, I guess that's all.
Perhaps. So somebody's trying to put the pile of shutter there.
Okay, great.
No, cool.
Good to see a new active budget committee. You know, I was on that for a long time. It's a good committee.
Thank you. We try hard.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, events. Well, that's always a fun topic these days. So today I kind of went in and updated your spreadsheet, Kathy.
It's not mine. I created it.
Oh, the one you created. Yes. I updated the pool of events spreadsheet that's on the drive, only because I was trying to see if what was on the calendar matched what was on here, and
it wasn't.
It wasn't. So
I created that when I was doing it. I essentially announced it over.
So I updated this, and I just have a couple of questions that I don't know if anybody can answer or not.
Right.
But, so the only thing, well, one of the things is, Kathy, you had on here adult craft.
The board voted that they did not want me to do the adult craft.
Well, they didn't want you to charge, but did you still want to do adult craft?
No, I absolutely love charging. We discussed it that night.
Okay. I didn't know it was still on here. So I said, well, I'd rather ask you and have you say, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay. And then there was still a pending, which I did not see on the calendar, the Rogue coffee truck. Does anybody know if that is coming on the 24th?
No, that was something I was going to try to set up, and I had it in the works to court to be with the artisan fair. But then, like I said, Cindy and I took over, so I don't know if they followed through that or not.
Okay. So that's a no-go. Rustic Street, they were on the calendar, and they said they can't make it for the day that they were on the calendar, but they did offer a Sunday, and I think I put out an email. So I know that we originally had one scheduled, right? Did we have one scheduled? No, we didn't. No, we had, it was the day before.
We had one scheduled as a band night, I think.
Did we? Yeah, so they were scheduled with the band that night. But they said they would come on a Sunday, so which is why I asked, did you want to do it the day of the town meeting?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
Okay.
It's usually people coming down for bands that want a food truck. Saturdays for dinner.
Right, right. But I figured everybody's going to be there, and your goose presentation afterwards for your Nutmeg Farms Q&A.
It's too much going on. So they're running across.
I know.
Yeah.
Plus we've invited the other side.
Okay. And do we know how we're going to have them park? Or?
We invited them, they're going to park.
Okay.
All right. My opinion.
Let's see. Is there any other comment about that?
No, I got no problem with that.
Okay.
And I did check out Vintage. I think I replied on that email, but I think I replied all. They are not doing the food truck anymore. They've got a few gigs booked, and then they're selling the truck.
Are Cindy and Don doing events or not?
So, from what I understand, the bands, they would appreciate help with the bands, set up and break down, whatever. I talked to Evelyn about that. So I am going to put out a newsletter with, I think there's 5 dates. I'll put out a newsletter and see if we can get a volunteer.
So they're not going to be able to. You're doing it.
Yeah, I don't think they're actually going to
do anything. Okay.
I mean, if there is a band where we can't get somebody and I ask them, I think they will.
Well, I think the reason I'm asking them is because if there's no one in charge, I feel that if things get canceled or whatever, then I think that my point was across the street. I mean, if they can't come and try to move it and whatever, if something gets canceled, just leave it canceled. If there's no one running events, that's my feeling on things for this year.
Right.
I don't know how everybody else feels about it, and that's just under one person, so.
Is there no one running events? Is that true?
There's no one running events.
Please ask again.
Yes.
If someone will step up to run events.
So we'll put it in the newsletter.
Was there someone running events?
The board was.
Cindy and Don Van Camano were running events.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
So I will put something out for that, and also
I talked to Lisa Sobostanovich, and she's still going to do carnival games. However, she did mention that she was really, really tight with volunteers last year to the point where she never ate all day. And she said that there was a lot of volunteers in, I guess, the food, and there were a lot in the beach games, but she's like, and then they're all, like, blessed, and nobody helps me. So I just want to ask if there is an overage in volunteers in one area, pass them over to Lisa. She can really use the help. And you know, I think that'll go out in the newsletter, too. You know,
we never had a formal, I mean, as long as I've been in the kitchen, we never had a formal sign-up sheet. People just show up. Mm-hmm. So they know it's carnival day, they know we're cooking, the same people always show up, and I've never had a list of who to call.
She asked somebody, she said she asked somebody, and they said, oh, no, I'm food. So.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I would hope that we would have a meeting before carnival, get the three people together and talk about what we need to do.
We did that last year.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, next time you talk to her, say if she wants to have a meeting, we'll just sit down.
I'll be here tomorrow night, she's on the budget committee.
Okay, yeah. I thought we should get together and discuss how we want to go about it.
Okay, I'll tell her to reach out to you and Diane.
That's fine.
Okay. And I will order the four pop-ups for us because she said the heat was just, she said people were walking into the lake fully clothed, adults.
Yeah, it was hot last year.
It was really hot.
I think I gave them way more water than I sold last year.
Yeah, and Lisa said she was just handing out water to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess Linda Abel was like underneath a tent.
Well, we always have two tents in the cook area, but it'd be nice to have some out for the people to get under, you know. Yeah, that's fine.
So I'll get those ordered and then we'll have those. So
going back to the,
yes.
I mean, if we don't have someone to step up, my concern is against this contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at least in the interim, appoint someone because, you know, there should be one person keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
It's money and it's contract.
I agree.
Can I give my opinion on that?
Absolutely.
This is my opinion, okay? If nobody steps up to chair events, we have no events. Simple as that. And if people are whining and complaining because we have no events next year, someone's going to step up.
So
it's unfair to put that on the board to do that.
I have a suggestion that I suggested before. Almost everything else is covered except for the bands. Put it out, have one or two people be in charge of one band. Ask people to pick a band to host. Contracts are done.
Yeah. You mean for this year?
For this year.
Oh, right. But we're talking, I think Dave's talking about going forward. Dave, are you talking about going forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this year, we are where we are this year.
Right.
We are.
But next year, I'm a firm believer, we went 1 year, 20 years ago, we had no activities. And miraculously, next year was all kind of volunteers. And, you know, you beat your head against the wall trying to get people to volunteer and help with folks. Run this program, but if we have nobody stand up, we won't have any events.
So I think that could be a part of the, you know, announcement at the, you know, June airing on this. Of course, everybody, please do it.
The events coordinator is exactly that, coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to them, unless they want to, run something. My opinion, you know, if you send me about they had five bands. Me, if I hired five bands, it should be up to me to handle it, like Evelyn did for the last 2 years.
Right.
And it's a different year this year. I'm saying moving forward. The events person, if nobody comes to the events person to schedule something, nothing gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I think in the past, that they felt that they had to get entertain everybody.
Right.
And that's not the way, to me, that's not the way it is. It's their job to...
Well, to set it up.
To set it up.
Right.
And again, if they want to run something, that's fine, but right. I don't think it's...
Well, if they want to coordinate it and organize, right.
Yeah, keep it organized.
And, you know, kind of like, you know, what we've all been...
Right.
All of us have been pulling and trying to do.
Right.
And yeah, it was a heavy burden on the board.
Right.
this year.
And, you know, to your point, so if you have a coordinator and they want to do it themselves, awesome.
Right.
But if they want to get someone to step up to do, you know, each of these events, but, you know, they keep an eye on this and make sure it goes forward, they still have to coordinate.
Yeah, right.
But then for, you know, I need to cancel or I need to move the day, these are all outside vendors. This is their livelihood.
Right.
They deserve to have a person to call.
Absolutely.
To be able to do this, as opposed to every time something happens, it becomes a conversation by committee.
Right.
That's not right for vendors either.
Evelyn, that was you and Angela last year, right?
It was.
Yeah, I did the band. Angela pretty much did the rest. Mm-hmm.
I did. I ran that committee a few years ago, you know, a long time ago, and the hard thing is we had four bands. The person who was the charge, I was there before the band got there. I was there all night, and I was the last one to turn the light off and make sure all the bottles were cleaned up at the end of the night.
Yeah.
It's a big, it's a big responsibility. Right, it's a big responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, but that's what you sign up to do.
Exactly.
Okay, right. I did sign up to do it, and I did do it.
Right.
But this is a different year right now. Nobody's stepping up.
This year is a different year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, it's a different year this year.
Well,
hopefully we're going to get people.
Don't get somebody who set up, and we just do the one that most people want to do, like Kitty Bingo and Kitty Craft.
If you make a big speech at the meeting, mm-hmm. in June, we have a lot of new families there.
We do.
A lot of young people, a lot of mm-hmm. new kids here, and you may be very lucky getting somebody to step up and help coordinate.
I have to say, surprisingly.
Hold on, Greg.
Greg, can I talk to you later?
I was just going to say, let's talk offline because I have some experience in events, and, if I can step up, I will. So let's talk offline.
Thank you.
Just so you know, you're not supposed to talk outside of public comment. I just want to let you know that.
I know it's hard.
It's hard if you want to, but. Just so you know.
It's all right,
okay.
I have a couple of things to say about it then. Okay. My suggestion is try and get, like I said, pick a band. Be there that night. You clean out the pavilion, use the picnic table, be there for the band, be there when the band leaves. I think there's other things that we need to come together on. Angela said if we get her the information, she's volunteered to post everything on our COLA Facebook page, which is the only place that events should be posted. And only certain, she still has access. We're also going to need to put stuff in the newsletter.
Right.
I don't know. We need somebody to do that.
So, the newsletter, I guess...
I will get Angela the information on the day.
Okay. So, I haven't heard back from... We'll get to the newsletter when we get there.
Oh, so then you have the movie camera.
Okay.
The screen and the tarp are in the basement. The movie camera could not be left in the closet over winter because of the fluctuations in the
room.
Okay. Okay, so if anybody's interested, I did update this on the drive. It's not perfect, but at least it has the dates filled in. And I put the pavilion reservations in there, too, because in case somebody looked at this and wanted to book something or whatever, for me, it helps to be able to see what's available, what's not available. We'll put out a newsflash, and we'll try to get someone to do each band, and then we put out, everything else is pretty much covered with somebody that's running it.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure except for the band.
Except for the band.
So I will do that. I'll do a band blast. And then, like I said, I haven't heard back from Gary Cohen as far as the newsletter goes. He's pretty good at it, from what I understand. But I did talk to Rachel, and she said if he's not, she would be happy to help out. So
So do we know, like, you know, if I'll put something in the newsletter, for the first newsletter, what these requirements are, or as far as what format you need to do?
So, that's why I reached out to him, and I haven't heard back to him yet. But I will reach out to him again, and he did say, like, he didn't need much time, he said he only needed a couple of days. He kind of, I don't know if you're friends with him on Facebook, but he blogs, like, every other day, and so he's pretty, pretty active. He's an interesting fellow. So I will reach out to him, but if you have anything, as far as the newsletter goes,
so is that is the process still going to be sending it to the communications person as well to be vetted?
Well, so the way that I, when I spoke to Rachel, she said she will proof it, but that's after it's created.
After Gary creates it?
Correct. If for some reason Gary isn't, which I'm still under the impression he is, she said she would step up and actually create it. And I told her I'd work with her on it if necessary. But so the idea is she's going to proof it. She also said once she proofs it, she wants to send it to me just to eye it. And then once that's okay, she said she would also be willing to print the 30 copies and put them in the kiosk, which I thought was pretty nice. Except for this, the first one, because she won't be here that weekend. So,
so it's just that you're, which is fine, I don't care how it goes, but you're just mixing duties, communications versus newsletter person. So, whatever, just so you're aware of that. Communications was always a board position, and the person was to vet the whatever anybody sent to put in the newsletter before the newsletter person even got it. I mean, we would send it both at the same time because you have other people besides the board sending things to the newsletter.
Right.
So it was always someone's job to eyeball it and say, that's not really a proper newsletter thing or whatever like that. That was the...
Did we send, I thought we sent all of our spring packet to Cindy.
Right, because the spring packet isn't the newsletter.
No, I didn't send it from board members. We just don't want, you don't want letters to the editor.
Right, you'll end up with a bunch of junk in there that you don't
want. No,
it was always the communications person. Jason always did it.
Yeah.
And he would flag something that maybe wasn't proper to go into the newsletter.
Right.
So, does anybody want to do that?
Okay.
I see lots of hands. Lots of them.
So, okay, what I'm hearing you say is, when we do our articles, send them to Gary. And then between Gary and Rachel, they'll figure it out.
No.
I don't think that is by a board member.
Send them to me. Okay. I will ship them to Gary. And then Rachel will proof whatever Gary creates.
Okay.
I think Jason only did it after it was completed, right? Before it went.
Well, like I said, it was a requirement.
Yes.
That you sent the what you had typed up and printed to the newsletter person,
right,
and to the communications person. The newsletter person did all the editing and proofing and all of that stuff. So I'm not sure why Rachel needs to do it, but Gary can do it. But if that's something you want done, you know, that's fine.
She told me that was her. We had a discussion about what her duties were. And one of her duties was proofing the newsletter.
I'm just telling what I know with the communications team.
Right.
Right.
So, and then Jason would, like I said, flag anything that was inappropriate.
So Jason did it after?
At the same time.
Oh, simultaneously.
Simultaneously, it was sent to the newsletter person and the communications person.
And then they communicated.
And right.
All right, so...
So that's how it was always done.
So...
But if you'd like to change it.
Well, so we're going to send them to you.
And
then they'll figure it out.
And the newsletter person. Why don't we do that? So it's almost the same, unless somebody wants to step up and take over looking at those articles before they go.
Oh, my God.
Crickets.
Yeah. So... Okay. So I guess you'll send them to me and to the newsletter person for now.
Okay.
Once it's created, Rachel will review or proof. She's just looking at it grammatically and so forth.
And then once she looks at it,
says, okay, I'm good with it. She goes, I really want someone to say to me, it's okay, print it. So I said, fine, you know, if that's what would make her comfortable. So was I clear, or are we clear?
You're clear.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because it's
said a couple of times. Job duties are being intertwined, which is it's fine, it's just being different.
Well, we did make new positions. Well, this is what happened
in the past.
We are moving forward.
Absolutely.
And we're working with what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's different, it's okay.
Absolutely.
It can all be okay.
It's all about communication.
Yep. Right. Absolutely. So I just want to know for sure what the process is moving forward.
Okay. So, all right. So does anybody have anything else on events? And I think we got into the newsletter because we're talking about events, and events needs to go into the newsletter,
mm-hmm.
Which I guess nobody's jumping up for that one either. So Angela is going to put them on.
I'll give it in for her. She can get it off the calendar. She can do them because she can create it in advance. And then set the date for it to post. So it's not something she has to do every Friday. I don't know. She knows how to do it. I have no idea.
She's a Google queen.
Yeah.
She
gets them all prepared. She makes them pretty and awesome.
Well, that's something changes in the meantime. You know what I'm saying? You say she's going to do it, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. I will stay in touch with her if something changes. I will do that part of it.
Okay.
I mean, we'll pick her on that. She's volunteered to do it.
That's fine. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
Because I can't do it.
I'm surprised. That's good.
Did you talk, so on the calendar, on the event calendar and on the sheet, her DJ was listed as tentative.
No, we got the contract.
So it's not tentative anymore, right?
No, I don't think it ever was.
It's listed on there as tentative. And on here.
She's already posted it for hip hop night.
All right, so I will.
I guess there was a question he asked about his deposit.
I never saw anything about it, about a deposit.
We don't give deposits. So I don't know if she reached out to him or not.
Angela answered the email back, and she said that she would get a check the day of or the day before and give it to him.
Okay.
That's what she indicated.
As far as she worked it out with him, because he mailed you something asking for a deposit or something.
Mm-hmm. So, leaving it up to her.
Okay.
She's in charge of that.
Okay. So that was the only other question I had on events. So, unless anybody else has anything.
I think the only other thing we don't wish somebody run was moving it. Other than bands.
Can you then come?
I don't think anybody's running moving it. It's on the calendar.
It is on the calendar. I will find out. Night at the Movies is August 19th.
Is that what used to be Angela? I had no idea how to set that stuff up.
Angela used to set it up?
Sure. She'd bring a laptop. She would rent a movie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know who's... I just moved it on there, so I don't know. There's not a contact person. I moved it from the calendar onto here.
Yeah, I don't know who put it on this.
Okay, well, I'm sure we'll have more to discuss about events via email as they're coming and going. Anything else on events?
We got new folding tables.
Woohoo! For
the
Mahjong
ladies, so.
Yeah. Oh,
that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think we're doing good. I think I have 5 residents, and maybe a total of 20 that are hanging out. They seem to be hanging out down
past the point of Second Beach where I can't get in.
They've gotten very good. You'll see like three or four of them will come into the boat area.
Yeah.
But the rest of them are right shore. They're just like there.
So one of the women down there, because I'm talking sensors, they're trying to get in with my remote control boat because I'm not comfortable with the drone yet. So what she has been doing, she gets in her kayak and herds them over to Second Beach, and then I harass them with the remote control boat. And they go to the other side. What's that drone? I'm not comfortable with it yet. Especially over water. I'm waterproof.
You have to put some flotation devices on.
Those are heavier than where I consider them, you need to be licensed. So
you do?
Yeah. Like I said, don't poop on the beaches. That's what I think. So
yeah, now they look the Second Beach was good.
It does. I walk the beaches almost every day.
Third Beach
I
was good.
Many.
And you've not seen any.
You haven't seen any mirroring? They will be, if they haven't already started, they'll be molting soon, so they're going to look for some place to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of year. And then you can harass them, but they can't fly, so there's not much we can do other than harass them off the beach. I haven't seen any come down there. I haven't seen any in the field. Well, I tell you, I drive this lake every day. I am up there, in the back. I went out to the ball field the other day. I am around the lake, not just the site. She charged for gas. I did have paragraphs sent over to be distributed, to be included in the East Shore Gazette, to invite them to the meeting for after. I got a call, I think it might have been a week and a half ago, from Lynette, not Miss Farnes, telling me that she got an email from somebody who obviously has to look on her website to get the email, because my email was included in the article. And she asked her, who gave you permission to remove the eggs? It's illegal. So when I called me and I said, let me handle it. So I emailed her, my name is Kathy, and I said, you know, the Association hired this company. They are licensed and permitted by the state of Connecticut and DEET to remove the eggs. And she basically called me a liar. So I found a couple, I went to the DEP, I went to the Humane Society, I posted a link, said, I'm not going to argue with you, but here's information that you'd like to read, go to page 6, here you go. She emailed me back within a minute, so she didn't read anything I sent her, and said, I'm currently on the phone with DEEP.
Okay.
Have fun, pressing 1 for this, 2 for that, have yourself out. So, but I did call them that and said, she's calling DEP. She goes, do you want me to call them? I said, no. Nope. Let her do what she needs to do. So the next day she sent Lynette another email saying, sorry buddy, but I still don't agree. I ended that apology.
You're the back person, that's all.
Okay. I mean, it's illegal for you and I do. It's not illegal for her to do it.
Right.
So,
we'll see
if she shows up at the meeting. I think that's it. I think we're doing good. Last year we had more than 60.
Yeah,
we are doing good.
The cycle is turning back again.
Yeah. Well, I do know that Red Cedar hired someone to take them away. So we may have been getting some coming from there. I don't know.
What's okay. Red Cedar?
Red Cedar is a lake. It's in Lebanon?
Maybe somewhere.
It's not far from here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Not far if the goose flies.
Yeah. No one wants them. Nobody wants them.
Well, can't be watching.
Well, the other end of the other side of the lake. My neighbors on Forest Lake said to be sure and thank you. Because they said they can't believe how much better it is this year.
Well, Maureen Clark has been helping us. She gets in her kayak. I mean, she's awesome. She's got a cane. Just take the cover off the kayak. She gets in there. She goes with them to me. We've done it the last few days.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And the kids said tonight that they would be more fun that way.
All right.
Well, they know me, so it's kind of nice to have somebody they don't know helping. They see me coming and they're like, ah. Oh.
Yes, you
come. That's it.
Okay. So lake quality, everybody knows what's going on with lake quality. Corinne's having a tough time getting her permit. She did tell me that she does believe she's going to come in under her budget. However, she mentioned, see me looking at you.
You're looking at me. I'm in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble. Yes. She did say that because of, you know, the dam going further down the road now, we're at least a couple of years out, perhaps some of that money could be used to get rid of some of the
vegetation
that's there, because it's really, really, really getting bad. So maybe you have that other company that you hire to do like is it American Pride?
Yeah.
And they do the extra stuff?
Yeah. I could have John Letter go down and look at it. But I think that could only be done in the wintertime, all right?
No, right? I mean, it could be, you know, it could be remediated a little bit. I don't think we can go in with a scooper, but talk to Corinne about it a little bit more, maybe. But she said that that would really be helpful, especially because there's a couple of years.
Vegetation with dams?
Yeah.
Wasn't there sort of expectation when after the previous review that we had this plan and that we continue to maintain the vegetation at the minimum level?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we just need to maintain it.
Yeah, right. I think we need to maintain it. I mean, you know, it's easy to say, well, we've got to repair it, but then let's not make it deteriorate anymore.
Right. That was part of the plan.
Yeah,
so if you get some kind of price though, we could probably reallocate some from Corinne's budget.
I agree, but I don't think it's going to happen by the end of June. I'll try.
That's just what she said to me today. So I would have told you sooner if I used sooner, but I just found out today.
Do we know how much there is?
I can get back to you on that. Because it really, she was supposed to get some phone calls today, and was hoping to send me some more information. Obviously, she didn't get that, because I didn't hear anything else. But I assume in the next couple of days, she'll probably know.
Okay.
So I'll let you know.
Yeah, just let me know how much we have. And I don't know why I'm thinking that the only time to do that is in the wintertime, but I will check on that also.
Well, I know that was for when it was like frozen and removing, like they getting in there with a piece of equipment.
Right.
That's what they were talking about. But when you're talking now, like just, I don't know if it's like
cut
weed whacking and getting it, you know, getting it down, that type of thing.
But I know the guys are doing the sides. They're keeping up with the sides now.
Right.
But they want to do the front. Okay, I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Give me a figure how much we have that can be.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enough down there, you can send them to the north end.
Well, and preferably, you know, to keep it within the watershed budget, so that would fall under the watershed budget.
Right. Yeah, so it's a little close enough to the end of the year to get it. Now, I know American Pride is pretty good. John will never forget it.
I know. Well,
love John, but, you know,
he's a busy
guy. I can talk to him about it. So Corinne, I'll get together with Corinne and see what she wants.
Yes. Yeah.
And how much?
Yeah.
How much we have left
to
get the job done.
I know there's not much in my
equation. If you find somebody and you can tell them it's a net 2 days, not net 30.
I will.
Thank you.
Take care of that. I'm hot. I'm giving you everything. I want all my bills. I want all bills paid in June.
Yeah.
That's why I say it might be hard to do, but I will.
Right. Well, it's just something she mentioned today.
Yep.
So it was a good thought. It was.
I'll work on it.
Okay. And that's all I really know about Lake Quality. Nominating.
So the email blast went out, and we'll just wait and see. I asked Kathy to use my personal email for those. Nancy and Don and I will get on it when we get on it.
You would need to change the form on the website. Are they filling the form up from the website, or how are you doing that?
No. I'm just saying, when I said that to you, I meant instead of saying, because normally you send me stuff.
Right.
Because there should be two pairs of eyes on it, right? The nominating committee shouldn't be the only people that, see, there shouldn't be just one person that pulls and nominates, because what if I don't really care if my neighbor who just put in, you know what I mean?
It has to go through the board.
Yeah, so it has to go through you, but when you forward them to me...
I thought you wanted the form to record your email, which is...
No. When you forward them to me, please use my personal email, because that's easier for me to talk to John and Nancy.
You don't want to forward it to the treasurer.
Right. I'm sorry, I should have been more clear.
Yeah, I thought you wanted it to be your personal email.
I don't want them contacting me.
So do you want me to send it to everyone on your committee then as well? Or just
sure, I'll send you an email. Did I copy the
email? The email that you sent me had everybody on there.
Yeah, so that would be even better. That way it would be less work for me. If you sent it to all three of us, that's great.
Yep.
Then we all have it. But yeah, no, I'm sorry. I should have been more clear with that. I just wanted to make sure that it does go through you, but we still have my personal email.
I thought you didn't want it to go through the secretary.
No.
Either way,
it's fine. I think it has to. Yeah,
okay, fine. I mean, you know... You're in charge of nominations.
No, but
it's over. No, it needs.
It's
over
by a board member.
Because, I mean, we know Lisa, but, and we know anybody that would be on the nominating committee, we hope, but.
Lisa.
Yes, but it still should have oversight of the board. Just to make sure everybody gets their fair shot.
So nothing.
Not that Lisa would cherry pick, but.
I would. No, but do you have anybody yet? Nothing?
Oh, for.
I have talked to quite a few about the service position, and I've not had anyone willing to take the bite.
We'll work on it. There'll be stuff going out in newsletters. So it's not just the email blast. Then when the newsletters, I'll be starting newsletters every other week, I think. I think it's annoying if it's every week. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any info on that, or do you like to see it every week?
Get it out there.
I think every other week.
Yeah.
I think if it's every week, people stop looking at it.
Yeah, it becomes become complacent with what you see.
What the email blast that Rachel's doing them now? Can she like jazz up a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, you want to be colorful or you want to
be... Well, I don't know. When Jason was doing it, it was different. Now it's just like stark.
She can. I asked her. I asked her, mine was more, can you please put this, I was working for expedience.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got right on it.
Right.
But I think she and I talked about it, can you make it pop?
She can't get graphic.
She's coming to
the meeting tomorrow, the budget meeting tomorrow, so
okay.
I'll ask her.
Yeah,
put a little color to it.
A little fun with it.
Okay.
Oh, can I ask something to Dee?
Yeah.
I got red bandanas for this dog. I'm going to put an email blast out and say, you want to help take the geese on the beach? Let me know.
Yeah, so does anybody see the dog with a red bandana?
Then they'll know.
So I have one.
Somebody just out there playing with your dog.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did we skip merchandise?
It's not on here.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about merchandise?
No, I printed the agenda, so I didn't
follow it. That's the agenda for the
Did the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's not on the June 12th one either.
Oh, there you go.
But I suppose we should probably get them on board. I think Sandy? Is your name Sandy?
Chris, Jackson, and Kathy as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Get them on board for work.
A newsletter. Have them put a little blurb in the newsletter, maybe.
Yeah.
I didn't copy them on newsletter. I forgot about them. Sorry. Um,
I'm done.
Okay. Properties.
Pretty happy with properties. Peter Clark is rebuilding and painting the old wooden benches that we have. There's one on Dog Beach, one on each beach, except for Little Beach. There's four of them.
Great.
He's rebuilt all four of them, and he did a heck of a job of painting. And
who did that?
Peter Clark.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he did a real nice job.
He was on the second beach, bro.
Pardon me?
He was on the big one at second beach?
The big one at second beach.
Okay.
You got two benches together there?
Yeah.
You did one of them. The other one is, we don't want to paint or do anything with the Trex stuff.
No.
We don't think it's a good idea to paint Trex.
No.
No.
I think you did something on the third beach last year, too. Because there were one that was really bad and you stuff like that.
Yes, they're all up to date and fixed and pretty happy with it.
It does. It looks much better.
What else?
I have to go check them out.
I haven't looked at the one at Dog Beach yet. No,
not there yet.
I know, right? Not there yet.
We have.
It'll be there
anyway. Speaking of Dog Beach, can I ask you something? I know you talked about signs. You were going to have new signs?
I put a bunch of new signs up all over the place.
Oh, you did already?
Yep.
I got an email from Diane. I think she's the one that does the, beach game.
Mm-hmm. Diane Nelson.
And she said that she was at Dog Beach and there was like all kinds of fishing gear that she pulled out of there. Maybe a sign says no fishing?
No fishing. Okay. Yeah. Well, we were there just picking up the bench and I picked up a bunch of stuff that was there already.
So we don't want the doggies getting hurt.
Well, this, it comes to my other, comes to the issue that we're having now is because, we have go back to the Airbnbs and the rentals here. There are a bunch of kids fishing on First Beach between the lines. I know they're Airbnb-ing over here on Town Road. And then a couple days ago,
Laurel.
A couple days ago, there was people that bought kayaks from the parking lot right across First Beach and into the swim area. I did. I went and talked to him. What do we do? I think Kath and I talked about it a little bit, and do we send these Airbnb people notices or something to tell your people to read the rules and regulations?
We put an article in the spring packet, and it said, please be considerate of your neighbors. Please offer them your phone number if there should be any trouble. We can put it in again, Phil. I think if we want to get into starting to try to regulate that, that's a whole new...
No, but if you know who the people, if you know who they're renting from,
yeah.
Right? If you know who they were renting from, a letter saying, your renters are violating the rules, you need to get on it. Something like simple as that might be okay, but...
I mean, we know who the owners are, because we know who the property is.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I need to ask for this. Yeah. I suggested, I Airbnb myself. I know Evelyn rented Airbnbs. But when I did, I would get there, and if there was, like, a hang tag needed, or
pinch
pass, or keys to get, whatever it was put on top of the rules and regs and the bylaws or whatever you needed to read, which I thought was a really good idea. So I think we wrote that in the newsletter too, so.
Okay.
We need to reinforce it every newsletter, I think.
Stands, and more and more people are doing that. This is unfortunately the average. So,
we had an issue the other day with the kayak. There was kids and a mom and sitting on the beach. They were going down and they were looking at all the kayaks and going, this one doesn't have an address. Oh, look, there's a paddle boat over here. And one of the kids took the rowboat and flipped it over and was standing, walking around in it. And and said, what are you doing? Oh, we want to rent the car back to the paddle boat.
No. These belong to owners, but some of the boats don't have an address on them.
Well, I don't think that's our problem.
No, but I think we need to let people know, please put your address. That paddleboat drops off the phone by me, there's still no address on it.
It becomes a problem at the end of the year. When I have to move along.
I think we need something to go out with, Brady.
But I kind of like that idea.
Kayak, anything down there has your address.
Besides giving them information, we put a number, all kinds of things, and that's not really being consistently followed by most of the folks.
Right.
Unfortunately.
You stop doing the stickers and ask the port.
Right.
Yeah, but we have a lot of new people.
The stickers didn't
pay
out like we thought they would.
Well, we have a lot of new people, so maybe they don't know. Then, when you vote right down there, you need to put your
address on. All right. So, with this, people at the Airbnbs. I mean, is it possible? You know, like when I talk to them, could I get them? I'll ask them where they're renting, and if they give me the address, obviously we can send a letter.
Right.
Can we start finding them after a while, you know what I mean, after a couple of offenses, if it's the same house, coming from the same house?
They're getting security deposits.
Yeah,
these Airbnbs.
Well,
So the rules should be there, and if your tenants are violating the rules, maybe we're fining, but they're going to pass it back to these people by way of keeping their security deposits.
We just trash all over the place with this one this weekend.
I agree, but I mean, I agree, but I don't agree because it's one more thing we're putting in place that
right.
we have to track and something we have to do that we have no
right.
people to do.
Right.
So that's kind of how I feel about it, you know. And I think, you know, it's okay maybe to send a letter, but to keep track of fines and stuff, I think
it's
daunting.
Well, at the end,
you know.
And I agree. I totally agree with you. But as my, I do the parking lot.
Right.
You know, I cruise over parking lots a lot.
Yeah.
And I put the stickers on there, on the cars, and it says your car could be towed.
Right.
Or booted.
Right.
It ain't gonna happen. You know, it's the threat.
Right.
Right, so I mean, I think the letter's okay.
Right.
I think
you said it's all you need is a threat.
That's not a bad idea. You can kick off what address you're renting, then you know who to send the letter to.
Right.
That's really the only option we have right now.
Right.
But I also, I've been in one of those situations where you got into a fining thing. It doesn't end well.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, again, it's not that I want to fine them because I don't think that's, we're not going to keep track of it.
No.
I mean, because, you know, when I put a sticker on a car, you know, I'm not going to tell you right, so they'll hear it.
Yeah,
okay.
It's okay to send a letter.
Yeah.
And ask them to.
I mean,
pick up
a
friend
because they're hard to
take off. We don't know
where
they are.
Right.
We don't know where they live. We don't know where they're coming from.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not aware that there's a list of rules and regulations that they can find on the website. So pointing in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another issue that I've had in the past couple of weeks with our own people is that they're leaving things at the beach. On the beach, at the beach.
We're staying at a third beach.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice weekend. And so, you know, you're there looking Saturday night. The umbrella, the towels, the chairs. They left them there in their spot so that it's going to be there for the month Sunday.
Sunday,
yes,
right.
And I've also been there early in the morning at 7:30.
And what do you do,
Jay? If I see people leave stuff down the second beach, I'm maybe late for one day.
Yep.
And then I pick it up and I put it by the street. It's garbage. Get rid of it.
What kind of stuff?
I don't care. Chairs, clothes, towels. One day I had a big pile out there. You know, last year was not bad.
It is in our rules and regulations.
Right. You're not allowed
to leave anything on the beach overnight.
Yep.
It is in the rules and regulations. Yes, it is.
And the thing is, people.
How much am I smelling?
People are leaving chairs down there too. It's like, no, this is not the place to store your chair.
Well, that's where it's all started because there were 3 chairs left on the beach.
Right.
A couple weeks ago or a week ago, I took them and what I always do, anytime there's anything down in the pavilion anywhere on first beach, I put it on the wall. Stay there for a day or two. Then I get rid of it.
Oh.
But the chairs, they came back to bite me. Not to bite me, but they... I'm going to leave my chair there.
You got to lose it.
So.
Yeah.
It is in the rules and regulations. You're not supposed to be venting down at Tonga Beach.
I will say Cracker Beach is a lot better. We had an individual who sold his cottage in Alaska.
Yep.
That improved immensely.
It
did, didn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did we put a shed in
Cracker Beach? I was going to say, so what do you ask me for? Like, where should we sit at?
What is the...
You're telling me I can't leave my boat at my float on the kayak.
You guys make a decision. If we have a rule in place, again, if we have a rule in place,
right.
I want to try to follow that rule because in the end, I'm the one that's got to throw all this stuff out at the end of the year.
I think it's worth putting something back in the newsletter to remind people because, I get the convenience factor, but... You have people down there raking first thing in the morning, especially on the weekends, every morning, and if they've got their stuff there, raking ain't happening.
And it's not our job to clean up your junk.
So I guess my question is, do I continue doing what I'm doing, or do you just want me to leave stuff on the beach?
But they're not, on the beach. They're all on site.
So, in other words, Evelyn's talking about putting chairs and floaties on the kayak rack. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
They don't belong there, though. They belong in your car.
And, it's not just there. Because there's definitely people that are leaving things on the beach.
It creates a habit. One person leaves their junk there, the next thing you know, you got three people leaving chairs, and you got a big mess. My attitude on Second Beach is, as long as I'm the beach rep, I'll leave stuff there overnight, but if it's there the next morning, it's going up to the street.
Alright.
I don't care if they're brand new chairs or what they are. They don't belong there.
They don't. And we've got kids now that we've hired to go down and race the beaches.
Right.
They can't do their job. If there's stuff all over the beach.
Well, I know you're talking about the kayak racks.
Oh, I love the beach.
We have the landscapers that come in and take care of the kayak racks also. They won't. They leave that by there. So my thought process is bring it down, take it back home.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I get it's inconvenient. I do. But to your point, you let one person get away
with
it.
That's right. You can't.
All right, I did.
I became a mess, right?
All right.
What else you got, Phil?
Evelyn, you can store yourself in my house.
volleyball net was put up.
Yeah.
John Herlock donated it to us. We got a bunch of stuff down there. And he gave me a big bag of stuff that was probably never used. All they wanted was a net. But it's nice. It's adjustable. You can tighten it.
Nice.
A lot better than what we
should.
Yeah. So.
And the kids have been down there using it, so that's been nice.
The last couple of years we've had more and more kids down there playing. Yeah.
Is that on Second Beach?
Yeah.
I need to get out more.
All the flagpoles are lit. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah. We did it last year now, or last month. I don't remember, but they're all lit now.
They look great.
Yeah, pretty happy with them.
He's doing a lot.
Oh. I bought... Association bought three new door handles with the keyless entry for the doors down at the pavilion.
Excellent.
They are not installed yet.
We'll
get somebody with, Dave and I are half a brain. We need another half a brain to finish it. Help us. Dave and I are going to work on it at some point. Now, with the locks that we have now, there's three different keys for all doors. My thought process is for the entertainment door, that should be different properties, and the other records door, I don't care if they're the same. I don't know how anybody wants to, you want them all different, or do you want them...
The closet on the right should be different.
That's where our records are kept, right?
And the new PA system,
that should be a separate. Who do you foresee having that combination?
Board members.
Well, just all, only board members have ever had a key to that closet.
Right, okay.
But that's the cost
you.
That
you.
The first
thing that
asked
my
record.
Right, yeah.
But other than that.
I mean, I've actually seen that, not just in one.
Yeah.
But that's the closet that also has the light for the band and so forth.
Yeah. There's only one light. That
I saw it. It's on the...
Yeah. I mean, you know, can I take that and put it on the outside? Probably. But the light, it's just two spotlights. That is it, that lights for the bands.
I'm trying to remember how much it illuminates. I'll have to go down there and turn on at night.
You're talking about the spotlight up in the ceiling?
Yeah,
the switch is in there, right?
Okay.
Right,
I mean,
it helps
a little bit. I mean, could we put that on the timer too, probably? When the profit light's going, that goes on?
That would be a good idea.
I could look into that.
We don't want to really give that combination out to anybody that has an event or a band. Or
no, the only lock that she'd be giving out is the events. Because there's no, I know Linda... Linda Abel right in there.
And usually those locks, if I'm not mistaken, they come with, you can set up 6 to 12 different combinations.
Right. Let's not get carried away.
We do a master for each one, then we want to give out, you know, another one that we can easily get rid of, you know, if we needed to.
Well, my thought process is just give it out, and at the end of the year, We change it every year.
With new board members.
With new board members.
Yeah.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. It saves a lot of money on making things.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
And knowing that they all go.
How many times you can change the...
Yeah.
The only difference is he's having a battery on there for mine, right?
Right.
Oh, there's an override key also?
There's an override key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So. I think that's it, guys. Pretty happy with the show of property. Things will be good, I think.
Anything else on property? Technology.
Well, sorry. Did you get anything from American Pride yet about the extra grant for July, starting July 1st? There's going to be an extra $1,000 per year on that contract.
No, because he'll probably put it in his monthly. I thought that I was going to be seeing that in his monthly.
So I don't need to do anything with a contract with that?
Well, the contract holder is on, I mean, the board, if there's a new contract, does he have a new contract that we should put someplace?
I mean, we have a contract with him now for 5 years.
And he's adjusting that, so we should put something that... to reflect the adjustment.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Addendum,
I'll have him put down an addendum to the contract.
Yeah.
For the extra grand, or it'll be $1,000 a year divided by 12.
Right.
Added to whatever we're doing now.
And a descriptor for what it's for, and then for the biobase?
Let me
look to make sure he did. He didn't. All I ever get from him is bills, so I didn't get an addendum to a contract.
Okay, no. I know. I've asked three times. I'll work on it.
Well, ask him before you come to the budget committee.
Yes. So.
Technology. We did get the PA system. We set it up. It worked great. Everyone came down.
They wouldn't let me do karaoke, though.
Oh, we're using the wireless mic?
We're using wireless mic.
Oh, really?
Yep. And I think we're going to have a good result.
Good.
I'm hoping. It's a little bit more... should I wait for the couple?
No.
It's a little... the system's a little more complicated. Not a whole lot. It's not rocket science, but... So I am going to make a cheat sheet. I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
Did you purchase a mic stand?
We have a mic stand.
Okay.
We have new speakers. Yep. Everything gets stored on a cart that gets wheeled back into the room. Sounded really nice. I mean, you can hear it all the way out on the beach.
To the kayak.
Yeah, to the kayaks. I mean, considering if there's, you know, obviously if there's people, which we're expecting, there's going to be people there, you know, it'll probably
mute it a little bit, but it had great projection. Yeah, so I'm going to get the stand back. Just for the mic stand, for some kind of stand bag around it. So
most of the mic stands have a heavy base.
No.
The base are made on metal.
No.
No?
No. Well, this one was $35.
That
was
a great one.
But, yeah. And the speakers are the same way, so I'll put one around them. They're just not heavily weighted stands. But, you know, one of those, like, door stops or whatever, that'll...
And we're going to have people come up front. We're not going to walk around the mic, right?
Correct.
People
get out. Mic in the middle.
Perfect.
And people get out this way, go to the back of the pavilion, and get in line.
Yeah. Right.
No one on their own.
Yep, it'll be set up. And then that way, that'll stop with the interference as well of the RF signal to get back. And the receiver will be outside on that cart behind us. Mm-hmm. So...
So this is something that's got to be set up?
Yes.
Twice a year, basically.
Yeah. Unless we decide to ever use it for something else. We can put in a, it's got a MP3 player. I would have to get the adapters. Easy to do.
Right.
But it has different capabilities where we can put music in, maybe for ladies' night or something.
Right,
or maybe,
Evelyn can try to sing it ladies' night again, and maybe the mic will work.
Whoever does, if they do a cakewalk again, that'd be nice for the music.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a little confused now because are there wires? I mean, obviously there's wires to this thing, right? Or is it all wires?
No. So there will be wires that go from each speaker, which will be at... like each first pillar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So the wire will come down the pillar and then go up on your hooks.
Yep.
And then come down, go in back of us to the mixer.
So we got to set this up every time we use it like this.
Yep. And it's not hard.
No, I was trying to get a visual.
It's not, so you wheel the cart up. The stands go up. Speakers sit right on top of them. You put the pin in. They lock in. Same thing with the microphone. So I'll be down.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had to put some wires stationary.
No. And really, the gentleman that was working with me, he's like, Rory, get an old broomstick with a hook on it, and you can just. You don't even need a ladder.
Well, I just put big hooks up for that purpose. You got to take those lights up and down.
Do you use okay.
Yes,
so that's it. That's all
they
need.
Sure.
Okay. Awesome.
Like, well, how that is appropriate, please.
That's okay.
I'm beginning in Maine, dude.
Patiently waiting. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, while trying to change Cindy's email, I learned a lot because she was set up a little differently than everybody else. Which will help this fall. When we get our new board members, that's when I'm going to change everybody over to their prospective representative. And you'll have, so it's kind of like an alias. So you still have your Kathy S, and you'll still, and you'll have your representative, whatever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go to the same inbox. That was a learning curve. So we'll do that in the fall when we get the new board on, Yeah. And I think that's it for technology.
Great.
Water testing, Lisa's still going to do it. Lisa Long. I don't think we need to talk about that. Is there anything else as far as committees anybody wants to talk about? Okay, so old business, property encroachment, I'm going to defer that to the executive session. Does anybody have anything they want to say about that?
No.
Okay. Any other old business anybody wants to talk about?
I just wanted to say that I know Rachel was putting this a new owner sheet, and I sent it in the email for everyone to look at before it goes up on the website. Just so she's getting the sheets directly, you know.
Yeah. And the only thing I'm going to ask is if I can please get copies of those, because it allows me to know if I need to change an address to mail a tax bill, and I'm keeping track of that.
Okay.
So I'm getting lost.
Kathy, where are you going to put that on the drive? You're going to put it under
under communication.
So you'll have access to it right there.
She
needs
access to
it.
No,
one is filled out.
Oh, okay. So I know Rachel's sending them to you after they're filled out, right?
I think I've got one from her.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'll go to her back there in a month.
Okay. Yeah. Because I thought that was part of the process. Like, you both get it.
So, Kathy, when I get them in the mail, I've been scanning them and sending them to you. That's accurate?
Send them to Rachel. Communication.
She just changed it.
Right.
Now,
communications never had their own email.
So now that you, but now that I, okay, so the ones that I have sent to you, have you pushed them to
I've right? always pushed them to communications and to the press.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I didn't miss something.
But now we don't need that extra step, seeing that she has her own email address. And I have no idea where the fill forms are set or
where the water kept kept?
The copy of our information sheet.
Oh. The hard copy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in the file cabinet.
Is that the information?
Yeah.
I got
the key based on the
serial
number.
File or anything like that.
I think the cabinet's broke.
Let's throw that sucker out and be done with it.
Right.
I have spent a padlock on it. I mean, it's, you know, obviously we wouldn't be able to keep anything in there that would be fire rated, but, I mean, at this point we can't get in it. And it's too bad, because...
Can you give me a bunch of things in the name of the city?
This was a special key I ordered based on the serial number. And either it got changed out in the past, or the lock itself just broke. Because I was down there with WD-40.
Yeah, right.
I did everything they told me to do.
Okay.
Well, you're in the drama of Flash, throw the one out for that recording.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
I got a bunch of keys. Let me check. There's a bunch of small ones. Let me check.
Okay.
So getting back to that form, she took out the blurb about the newsletter. Everyone okay with that?
The blurb about the newsletter.
It says, check here if you want to receive copies of the newsletter being delivered.
Okay.
That's not something we're doing anymore. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Wanted to double check that they make sure we're on the same page.
Now, are they expecting everyone to read through the form if they've already done the addresses are correct, they're going to change? Do we want them to rewrite that or just...
No.
Only for those who are new.
More paper.
I know, but I'm just asking that question because sometimes people have to fill it up again and
didn't
again.
Didn't that go on the spring packet?
I'm sorry, what?
That there wasn't going to be only electronic newsletter?
Oh, I thought we were talking about it and then we stepped back.
So...
But I think that we did finally decide. No more newsletter delivery.
Did we notify anybody?
I don't know.
Did it go out in the spring packet?
We'll have to look. I've had two families. Tell the lady who say we really would like to have it printed.
No, they can go to the kiosk.
So they'll be, we're going to do 10 copies in each kiosk and see how that goes.
Nobody wants to purchase a cluster. It's a very small list I have. I must not have it, right?
And Kathy, also in that email, you had that pavilion letter that we do need to talk about.
Right, yes. But
I don't know.
On the new business, wherever you want to put it, here, I don't care.
Yeah, I think, let's do that under new business. Okay, so the next, unless anybody has anything other,
would be a vote to go into executive session to talk about the vice president and the dispute of the property.
I vote we go into executive session.
Do we have to make a motion?
Make
to,
yeah.
I'll make a motion to vote for me.
I'll make a motion we go into executive session.
Okay, and then I'm going to be right behind you, though.
Dave, you're seconding it?
Yeah, I'm seconding it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great.
So I'm your ride. So I'm going to go out to my car, I guess. And then can somebody flag me back in if I need to come back in?
Okay.
I'm going to sign off from the Zoom here.
Thank you,
Ted. Thank you for everything that you guys do.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Ted. Thanks, Keith.
He's working on it. I'm not showing how to get into that. In the dry, that goes down.
Okay. Okay, so you must be on, like, when somebody shares something with you, so it must be your mind.
Yeah,
because
I've seen it.
Some people get
the
mind.
Okay. So,
and
you
want to...
How would you
see? I can't find out.
I don't know. Start offline, yeah, you don't have a shared drive on here. This is just your drive.
Yeah, so how do I get that?
All right, so you're going to have to give me a little bit of time to check out how it works on the iPad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, everybody's always saying stuff on the drive, and I can never find anything.
Okay, so... Yeah, let me just do a little bit of research. I don't see where you don't have a MyDrive or a shared drive.
No.
Yeah.
You should. You should have one other thing.
No, oh my God. I need to do it on this
job. I don't want to
go ahead. That's all my favorite stuff right here.
So from here, you should have a menu, and you don't.
I don't have a shared drive on my
tablet.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It's
on my laptop.
I don't use an iPad,
so I have
to. It's on my iPad, the shared drive?
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's not, I don't have it.
So he only has what, you know, each individual that's shared with him, Kathy. You know what I'm saying? Each individual file.
These are doing your email, right?
Well, now he's in the email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, go back to...
So here's the drive.
There's the drive. That's all I have.
And it says share drive, but it's only the files that are shared with him. I can't even see a my drive.
Wow.
Excuse me. I'm sure that. But I don't know where it is.
Last one is the outside.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. Matter of fact, I can't. You help me do this because I couldn't figure out how to do it. You help me set that up.
Really? Smell my boy? Really?
He's
leveling out.
He's doing all right. Until a chipmunk walks by, or a bird flies by, and another dog. Yeah, he's doing good.
Phil Taylor's daughter got another black lab.
Yeah.
A year old. Oh my God, that dog's out of control.
That's
Toes
are out of control.
On the wheel.
There's a file right here.
And it comes up my drive, so that's in your drive.
Okay.
Using your shared drive.
So I have to go to file.
File.
Okay.
Yep.
So now if I
want to... Everything that's in the board,
I would start by looking at the calendar you had. All right, I would like to make a motion to elect Evelyn as Vice President.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations, Evelyn!
There you go.
Thank you. All right, good. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Evelyn. Now, if you come to my house for about a week, I'll catch up on everyone.
Oh, yeah, I'm
I suppose, can we make a motion to adjourn, or?
No.
Oh,
sorry. We said this was going to be a long one. So, do you want to table the, we have the June Association meeting to talk about. Do you want to table the pavilion letter for now? I think that's going to be a little more involved discussion.
Table the pavilion letter, yes.
Okay.
For now.
But it needs to be talked about.
It definitely needs to be talked about.
Sorry.
Then I'll know what that pavilion thing is.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the June Association meeting. The only thing I know, I talked to Tim. He said he's going to come and give a little. He said he'll come and give a little speech or a little talk.
Yeah.
Quick, you know, I told him you own them.
So funny.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And he's very cool with that. So he just kind of talk about the eels and where it's at. And
he'll make everybody laugh.
Yeah, he will. He's got a good sense of humor. So if anybody else
will be agenda's okay?
Yeah.
The one that I was following all evening?
Yes, that one? Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, it's close to what we do now.
Well, it's just a little different because it's listed through one of the things, bylaws of the charter, I'm not sure which, what has to be in the,
budget, dams, and fence.
Right.
Well, we know what we're saying under events.
Yeah.
Beach, like quality merchandise. Well, that was the first. Oh, that's why you were.
That's what you're saying.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So are they going to make? I didn't know if somebody had talked to them. Well, they can bring their merchandise.
Most of it's online, though.
Yeah. But they'll look at it and look with
demonstrations. And if they're going to have some kind of contest for a new logo, or they're going to do anything like that.
Right.
So, this would probably be a good opportunity for us to bring up about leaving things on the beach.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring that up under your report, Phil, or under new business, or?
You mean at the June meeting?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We have everybody there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Probably notice. So, put something out there.
Right.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't, I mean, I can say something that doesn't matter, whatever.
And I'm going to forward to Diane, so I think it's Diane Nelson.
Yeah.
She's the one that sent me the email about the fishing gear at the dog beach. So I'm going to forward that to you.
Yeah, she's down there on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
So
whatever you want to do.
For events, maybe. For events, maybe do a sign up sheet.
Like a volunteer, a
band, and what if we go? Yeah, just listen. And hey, even if somebody people to sign up a volunteer to help,
last year we had a sign up sheet for volunteers, and I had it in one of them listed and I talked to them about it. But we found that some of those who volunteered at the meeting, and they asked them to participate.
They didn't.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
At the time, right.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's
That way everybody can either pick up the chair and put the tables back,
and then he's not doing an actual presentation.
Right, which is why we're
doing it. Yeah, they're doing the talk, what we can do, what you can't do, question and answers.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
But again, if we pick up, will everyone decide to leave?
Oh, no.
Well, you make the announcement and say, we're going to get the chairs put away and the picnic tables. Please stay for
2 minutes. Right. The more people that are there, the quicker the cleanup goes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Yeah, because everybody will leave and all this stuff when all the chairs are away.
Correct. Yeah. No, we don't want that.
So are you expecting us as board members to be there? Because I wasn't going to stay.
No, you're going to be there.
Because we know about the keys.
Right. I'm more concerned about, I'm hoping people from the east side come.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a big area to cover.
And
we then may not contribute to paying for Lynette. They can hire her as they want, individual property owners for advice.
But
I mean, it really is an entire lake issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you say, Mary, you should be out there to get that form that you had last time. You know, you should say that you
the way of
mission for people's conference.
I know, I just looked at that again today. It says for only covers April and May when we're looking for next.
And then I'll give a decision myself on the pickleball. being up on the back.
Thank you.